The number of Tulsans experiencing homelessness stayed relatively flat from last year to this year. The annual point-in-time count identified 1,221 people living on the street, in shelters, or in safe haven and transitional housing, about 3% more than in 2019. Housing Solutions Tulsa Director of Data and Analytics Aaron Willis says contrary to claims about other places putting people on a bus to Tulsa, 71% of people became homeless in Oklahoma, and 51% lived in Tulsa County when they did.
These are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are our coworkers, and we have a duty and a calling to serve them and help them out of homelessness as quickly as possible so that they can get back to thriving in our community.
Many Tulsans experiencing homelessness continue to struggle with mental health, have a physical disability, or report substance abuse. Willis says about 8% deal with all three.
Which doesn't seem like a significant percentage until you understand over the past 6 years, you know, that's been an increase of 53%. So if we continue on this trend, that's really scary.
Willis says the trend highlights the need for more services like treatment and counseling. The point-in-time count also found domestic violence was the direct cause for about 33% of Tulsans who are homeless. Tulsa's annual point-in-time count was conducted the night of January 23rd, so it does not take the current COVID-19 pandemic into account. The count helps bring federal funding to the community. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.